Sarva Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vaipayana Sakasrevam Maitreyo Bhagavan Kshita Prahedam Vidaram Prita Anvikshikyam Prachodataha Suta Uvacha Vaipayana Sakasvayaham Maitreyo Bhagavan Kshita Prahedam Vidaram Prita Anvikshikyam Prachodata. Sri Suta Goswami said, the most powerful sage Maitreya was a friend of Vyasadeva's. Thus being encouraged, Maitreya, pleased by the Dura's inquiry about transcendental knowledge, spoke as follows.
Dvaipayana Sakha Su Evam Maitreya Bhagavan Sata Praha Idam Viduram Prita Anikshita Prasudhi. So, this is the process of getting knowledge. To approach the proper person, guru, and submissively hear from him about transcendental knowledge. Tadviddhi pranipatena paritasnena sevaya. Don't try to receive spiritual knowledge or transcendental knowledge very cheaply. Although it is very easy, there is no difficulty, but the process must be known. Just like any machine, we have got experience, just like sometimes a typewriter machine or the dictaphone does not work. So if you go to the proper person who knows the work, he immediately tightens on his screw or changes something, it works. The process he must know. So if I go to a panwala for repairing my machine, and that he will not. So he does not know the process. He may know to how to make fun, really. But doesn't matter. He does not know how to repair a machine. Therefore, the Shastric injunction is Vedic injunction. Where tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhirapsit. If you want to know transcendental knowledge, tad vijnan, it is also vijnan. Actually, human life is meant for understanding tad vijnan. Tad vijnan means transcendental knowledge, not material knowledge. Body, even a medical practitioner, he does not know, he has no knowledge of the spirit soul. He simply studies the mechanical arrangement of the body. The body is a big machine made by nature. It is called yantra. Actually, it is a machine. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ishara Sarvabhutana Hiddeshe Arjuna Tishthati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurhani Maya. Jantra Rurhani Maya. This body is machine. The gurus were very much attached to this machine. For them, the yoga system is recommended. But one who is very much in the conception of the body, so they have been taught just to concentrate the mind, some practice, some gymnastics, so that mind may be concentrated and he can focus the mind towards Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Real purpose is to understand Vishnu, the Supreme. So the yoga system is therefore a mechanical act. But the bhakti system is above the machine, above this mechanical element. That is, that what is called tadvijna. The mechanical understanding is material, and above that, tadvijna. So tadvijnanartham, if you want to understand spiritual knowledge, then you have to approach a guru. Guru. Guru means Vaiti. One who has got better knowledge. heavy. Guru means heavy. Heavy with knowledge. And what is that knowledge? I have got so much knowledge. No. Transcendent. Tadvijnanartham saguru neva abhigacche. Samit pani sutriyam brahmanishtham. That heaviness is brahmanishtham. How much one is attached to Brahma, Parabrahma, Bhagavan. That is Guru's qualification. Brahmani upasayasrayam. This is the mantra of Kathopanishad. Tadvijnanartham saguru neva abhigacche. Similarly, in Bhagavat also, it is said, tasmāt guruṁ pravaddhita. Tasmāt, therefore, one must approach guru. Here, in the Upanishad also, this definition is guru. Guru means, śrotriyam brahmanishtha. One who has received knowledge by hearing Vedas, Srutya, because Vedas are called Sruti. So those who are in the line of hearing from the preceptorial success, disciplic success, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, evam paramparata, not, I mean to say, abstract knowledge, standard knowledge. Standard knowledge is received. From the parampara system, disciplic success. Therefore, it is said, Srotriyam. Srotriyam means who has heard from the parampara system. Srotriyam, and the result is Brahmanishtam. He is formed the fixed up in the service of the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmanishtam. He has no other business. This is two qualifications. He must have had the Vedic knowledge through the disciplic succession. It does not require that he is very learned scholar. No. Simply he must hear from the authority. Krishna has given you, God has given you the ear. This is our sister. We simply they hear and they become big, big preacher. It doesn't require that he has to pass MSc, BSc or PhD examinations. Hearing is sufficient. Tane sthita sruti vatam tanuman manohi. You remain in your position, in your place. You do not require to change it. Tane sthita. Tane sthita means the varnasrama. Four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So, this is civilization. unless the society is divided into these 8 divisions. That is animal civilization. That is not human civilization. You must be systematized, regulated system, just like in this body, there are different divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, the leg division. Similarly, without these 4 divisions, no society can be conducted very nicely. Then it will be chaos. So sthanesthita means to remain in this regulative principles of varnasam. That is called sthanesthita. You remain in your position. It doesn't require you have to change. It is not that a Shudra without becoming a Brahman, of course he will become Brahman by hearing. Brahmana means Brahmajanati iti Brahma. If he hears, even a Shudra, he can understand what is Brahma. Then he becomes Brahman. So, this is required. Anesthita sutirakanta nuvamanuhi. With great attention, body, mind, and words, intelligence, with everything, one must hear. So here we see, Vidurang Prita, Vidura was hearing from Maitra Rishi. And Maitra Rishi was very much pleased, Prita. Unless you satisfy your teacher or guru, very nicely, you cannot get the right knowledge. That is natural. If you receive your guru, give him very nice place, he can sit comfortably and he is pleased with your behavior, then he can speak very frankly and very freely, which will be very much beneficial for you. Therefore, this word is, you are talking, you are preaching, you are giving instruction to Vidura, being pleased, prita. Maitra Rishi was very much pleased. That is also recommended in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena, tadvidhi pranipatena, paripasmena, sevaya. Simply going and asking the spiritual master or guru and not to accept his instruction, then don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. In a challenging spirit, if you go to a spiritual master without any service, sivaya and pranipate, pranipata prakishta rupena nipata. Nipata means phalda. And pra means prakishta, sufficient, no reservation. This knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, is based on this pranipata. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman paritrajya mamekam saranam bhaji. You just surrender unto me. And similarly, we have to surrender to Krishna or his representative. Because Guru is representative, external representative. Internal Guru is Krishna himself. Ishara sarvabhutanam viddeshe arjuna tishti. Not that Ishara, Krishna, is in Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. He is everywhere. Even within the atom. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. That is Paramatma. Atma is I am Atma, you are Atma. We are all situated local. You are situated within a body, I am situated within mind. But Paramatma is situated everywhere. That is the difference between Atma and Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma, those were mistaken. That there is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. No, there is difference. They are one, in one sense, the both of them, cognizant. They are living entity. Chetana, Chetana, Na. Chetana Chetana Na Nitya Nitya Na. But they are different. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Khetra 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 Gancha Man Vidhi Sarva Khetri Subhar. Khetraga means the proprietor of the Khetra, his body. Body is called Khetra. So, I am proprietor, not proprietor, I am occupier. Just like in a house, the tenant and the landlord. The landlord is the occupier, yes, tenant. And the landlord is the proprietor. Similarly, we, Atmas, we are simply occupier of this body. We are not proprietor. The proprietor is Paramatma. Sarva Khetri Subhad. So, if the proprietor says, get out of this house, or some by law. Similarly, when the Paramatma says, now you have to leave this body, you have to leave this body. So this is Vedic knowledge. So one must approach a proper guru. The guru qualification is, in every shastra, just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tatmad Guru Prabhupada Jignas Se Uto. One does not require to accept a guru unless he is inquisitive to understand the ultimate goal or benefit of life. Ordinary man who is interested with the bodily comforts of life, he doesn't require a guru. But generally, at the present moment, guru means who can give you some bodily medicine. The approach is some saintly person, Mahatma ji, I am suffering from this disease. Yes, I am going to take this. That sort of guru is accepted. The same body, or some bodily health, bodily, no. Tadjiddhi paripatena paripasnena sevaya uputakshanti tadjnanam tattadarshi. One should approach guru for seeing the tattva. The absolute truth. That is necessity. Not for any material benefit. One should not search out a guru for curing some material disease. For that, there is medical practitioner who has to do search out after a guru. But people search out that I have got some material disease, and if somebody can cure some saintly person, then he is guru or he is Bhagavan. I am poor. If he can give me some money, then he is guru. No, the shastra does not say. Guru means Srutiram Brahmanishtam. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta Jignasu Se Uttamam Shabde Parita Nishnatam. Guru means who knows the Vedic Shastra, the Vedas. He knows the Vedic conclusion. And the Vedic conclusion is to understand Krishna. That is Vedic conclusion. Veda is to Sadvai Ahameva Vedam. Therefore, those who are trying to understand Krishna, or partially, we cannot understand fully Krishna. That is not possible. We have not so capacity, because Krishna is so big. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta. So, with our limited knowledge, we cannot understand, even Krishna does not understand himself. Krishna is so big. Krishna himself, he does not know why he is so much attracted. Therefore, to understand this knowledge, why Krishna is so attractive, he becomes Lord Chaitanya. Taking the ecstatic emotion of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhavadutta. That's a very great chant. Krishna is such that Krishna, of course it is our calculus has, that Krishna does not understand himself. So to understand fully Krishna, it is not possible. But as far as our limited knowledge is concerned, if we understand Krishna so much, that is our purpose. That is our purpose. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me jivam ju janati tattva. So, if we understand Krishna as a human being like us, abhijanam simana mura, then we are mura. Krishna is our, Krishna's body is made of this maya elements or external elements like us. Because our body is made of this material element. If we think Krishna also made of that elements, of this material elements, kiti of premaudo, then we are mistaken. Krishna is here in the previous verse, we have learned atmamaya. There are, of course, this material energy is also atmamaya, Krishna, not ours. Momomaya, Krishna says momomaya. Deyajisa gunamai momomaya. This material world is Krishna's. We cannot say momomaya. No. We are under the control of this material nature. But Krishna is the controller of the material nature. That is the difference. We are controlled by the material nature. But Krishna is not controlled, but he is controller. Maya dakshena prakriti swate sacharacharam. One who understands this, that this prakriti, this material nature, is working under the direction of Krishna. That is our real knowledge. How the things are going, that is not possible to understand. But the summary, sum total, if we simply understand, then everything is emanated from the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. That much knowledge is sufficient. Then you can increase how they are working, how by Krishna's energies, material energy is working by the direction of Krishna. That is advanced knowledge. But on the whole, it is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, maya dakshena prakriti swate sacharacharam. That is perfect. If we think that the matter is working independently, and modern scientists are saying that chemical evolution. No. No chemical evolution. Light does not produce by chemical evolution. Light is from light. That Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravata. The answer is given there. The Vedanta Sutra, the question is, what is Brahma? And the answer is there. Athata brahma jignasa. Janmadrasya jata. It is indirectly given. The Brahma, Parabrahma, is that from whom everything emanates. Everything means there are two things. Jod and Chetan, living entities and non-living, Jod, dull entities. Matter is dull. So everything means including both. Matter is also coming from Krishna and the Chetan, a living entity is there also. And the whole world is combination of this matter and Chetan. Your body, my body. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jainam dhadati. This material energy is inferior and the spiritual energy superior. And superior why? Because the superior energy, the living entity, jiva bhuta, they are controlling. Not controlling, they're trying to utilize. Just like we, advanced living entities, human beings, we have created the modern civilization by utilizing matter. Utilizing matter. So that is our prakriti. But we are also prakriti. Aparayam vidhime prakriti para. We are para prakriti, spiritual energy. This is energy. In this way, we have to understand tattva-gya. The human life is made for understanding tattva. Jivasya tattva jignyasa, Vedanta sutta, athata brahma jignyasa, jignyasa, tattva jignyasa, the same thing. So explanation of Vedanta sutra is Srimad-bhagavatam. Srimad-bhagavatam begins. So what is that tattva? Janmadasya. Janmadasya, from whom everything has emanated. Or the Supreme, which is the source of everything. So what is the nature of that soul? That is explained in the Srimad-bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata anayat itaratasya asesu avidya. That source is avidya, cognizant. Not matter. Matter is not cognizant. Life. Janmadasya-jata. Cognizant. So, this scientist theory, modern theory, that life comes from matter, this is wrong. Life comes from life. Because in the Bhagavad-Gita it is explained that Janmadasya-jata annayat itaratasya arthesu avidyam. The identity from whom everything emanates is avidya, cognition. He can understand. So cognition means life. Not only that, tene brahma vidha aditavai. He instructed knowledge to Lord Brahma, our Vedic knowledge. So unless one is living entity, how he can impart knowledge? So actually, the absolute truth is explained in the Srimad-Bhagavatam or the Vedanta Sutra's explanation, natural explanation. Actually, Srimad-Bhagavatam was written by Vyasa. Here it is said, Dvaipayana Saha. Dvaipayana means Vyasa. Vyasa compiled this Brahma Sutra and he explained Vyasa and Brahma Sutra na. This Srimad-Bhagavatam. If we read some artificial comments on Brahma Sutra, we misunderstand. Generally, this Mayavadi is the big prominence of the comment given by Shankaracharya about Brahma Sutra, Sharira Bhasa. But that is unnatural. The natural commentation is given by the author himself, Vyasa. So, we have to understand Vyasadeva has written Brahma Sutra and we have to understand the meaning of Brahma. Brahma Sutra means codes only. The codes can be explained by the author himself. So, our process is to accept the Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva Yetum Abhi Vinishtitam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Brahma Sutra is nyaya-prasna, very logical, transcendental knowledge. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetumadhi-dhinishtita. So we must, therefore, according to our Vedic system, the Acharya must understand Brahma Sutra and explain, then he will be accepted as Acharya. Therefore, two sampradayas, the Mayavadi Sampradaya and the Vaishnava Sampradaya, both of them have explained the Brahma Sutra. Otherwise, they are not authority. Without understanding Brahma Sutra, nobody can understand what is Brahma. Therefore, here it is said that Vidura understood the Anikrityam, the transcendental knowledge, from Maitreya. Who is Maitreya? Vaikara Sakas. He's a friend. That means he has association with Vyasa. Just like friend and friend. The one friend knows the other friend. What is his position? What is his knowledge? So, Maitreya was friend of Vyasa. That means he knows what Vyasa knows. So, we have to approach such spiritual master or instructor with in disciplic succession of Vyasa. Everyone claims that we are also following Vyasa, but not superficially, actually following Vyasa. Just like Vyasa, they accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And Arjuna says, Parabrahma Param Dhyama Pavittam Paramam Phala. He accepted Krishna as the Parabrahma, the Supreme Person. So one may say, the Arjuna was friend of Krishna. He might have accepted like that. No. He gave evidence that Vyasadeva also accepts you. Vyasadeva also accepts you. You are the Parabrahma. Vyasadeva begins the comments on Vedanta Sutra. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. He begins. Janmadrasajataha Param Satram Dhimai. So, if we actually are interested to understand spiritual knowledge, we must approach the representative of Acharya, Acharya Upasanam. Acharya means who follows Vyasa, just like Maitra, Vipyana Sakha, Maitreya Bhagavan. He has been addressed as Bhagavan. Of course, the Supreme Bhagavan is Krishna to Bhagavan Sir. But other powerful person, just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Vyasa, Maitra, very, very big personalities, they are also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan, Narada. That Bhagavan, actual Bhagavan is Krishna, but they have attained as far as possible. It is not possible to have the 10% knowledge of Krishna. Nobody can do that. Even Narayana cannot do that. Even Vishnu cannot do that. But those who are, devotees or followers of Krishna's instruction fully, they are also sometimes called Bhagavan. But that Bhagavan does not mean artificial Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he knows what Krishna has taught. He is also Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sata Praha, he said, Ilam Vidura. And to Vidu. And Prita, being pleased. Not that simply talking between friends and friends. No. Being Prita, just to, he is also eager. He is also eager and he is also very much pleased. Vidura was eager to receive the transcendental knowledge and Maitra was pleased upon. How one can be pleased? And that is the process. Pranipasena, sevaya. You can please one simply by surrendering to himself and by rendering service. Sir, I am your most obedient servant. Please accept me and give me instant. Shishasveham sadhimam prapadna. Even Lord Jor was a very intimate friend of Krishna. He still, while learning Srimad Bhagavad Gita from him, he surrendered himself to Krishna and said that, I am no more your friend. Of course, friend is also, a friend of Krishna is also surrendered. But specifically, he said, Shishasri. Shishya means, you can rule over now. Satsrasu, from Satsrasu, Shastra, Shishya, Satra, these things have come. So, Shishyasya. Shishya means, now I am under your full control. You can use me in whatever way you like. Cioè, in lingua è anni che ti hanno preceduto, so? So? This is the process of asking. For the person is asking question. For one, the teacher must ask. He must not challenge, just to understand. Jigyasa sre uttama, not to defeat the spiritual mind. But one should be inquisitive, inquire from the spiritual master, being jigyasa, very inquisitive, to understand the spiritual master. Not to that, I know, better than you, better stop. No, that is not equal. You must find out a guru where you can surrender. Panipasa. If you don't find a person where you cannot surrender, don't waste your time and his time. That's our time. So this is the process of understanding transcendental hanmikyutyam to Sulipa. Thank you.